United States Trade Representative Katherine Tai delivered remarks at the Center for Strategic and International Studies this week, outlining the Biden-Harris administration's new approach to the U.S.-China bilateral trade relationship. In her remarks, Ambassador Tai explained the importance of realigning trade policies toward China in order to defend the interests of America's workers, businesses, farmers, and producers. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to outline the trade representative's remarks and examine the U.S. cotton industry's trade relationship with China.
The U.S. Trade Representative, Ambassador Katherine Tai, made an important speech, and part of that included a focus on the results coming out of USTR and a government-wide review of the U.S.-China trade and economic relationship. And some of the key points that the ambassador shared in terms of our current trading relationship with China is that the U.S. government wants to keep the current Phase 1 agreement in place, which has certainly led to strong purchases by China of a number of ag commodities, including cotton. And they also want to maintain a number of the tariffs that are currently in place as a way to try to make sure that the agreements in Phase 1 are being lived up to, and will be reaching out to their counterparts in China to try to encourage efforts to meet those purchasing commitments in Phase 1, and then looking for opportunities to further engage with their counterparts in China on the economic relationship between the two countries. And so I think that was certainly some welcome news by the industry, and seeing hopefully further engagement and greater engagement between the two countries moving forward, given the important trading relationship that we have, particularly for the U.S. cotton industry.